On 81, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Of course, everyone of a certain age will recognize that music. It's the theme song from I Love Lucy. It's from the title of the show At the Hippodrome, the classic TV series being presented on stage. I Love Lucy on stage. It's at the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore. And to tell us about it, our theater critic Jay Wynn Russick is here. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine, Tom.
All right, so we've got this classic TV series, and they put it into a stage show, a musical. How's it work?
Well, it is a very odd hybrid, Tom. It's part TV and it's part theater. It was created by a writer-director named Rick Sparks, and he used sets that had been built for a 2001 50th anniversary touring I Love Lucy exhibit. Frankly, I think this production is better suited to accompanying an exhibit or perhaps being staged someplace like the Paley Museum in New York or in Los Angeles. But anyway, Sparks and a co-writer, a co-adapter named Kim Flagg, have selected two episodes from the TV series, and they have remounted them with live actors on stage and with a recreation of Ricky Ricardo's orchestra.
Of course, it started, I guess, in 1954, ran for, what, six
51,
or seven?
51,
okay.
51,
and
yeah.
Ran for six or seven seasons, and of course, it's still in reruns. I see it every morning at the gym, as a matter of fact. There are some pretty famous I Love Lucy episodes, sort of iconic. I mean, are any of those iconic episodes on stage? For example, I remember there's that episode where Lucy tries to do a commercial for Vita Mega Vitamin or whatever it was called. Right, and then, of course, there's the famous Lucy and Ethel in the Chocolate Factory. Did they take those for the stage?
No, they didn't. I have very fond memories of those episodes, too. They are the quintessential I Love Lucy episodes. But Sparks and Flagg chose less familiar episodes. The first episode comes from the first season, 51-52. It's an episode called The Benefit, and it's about Ricky performing at a benefit for Ethel's women's club, and Lucy is determined to perform with him. And the other episode is from the third season. It's called Lucy Has Her Eyes Examined, and this is also about Lucy's determination to be a performer. In this case, she auditions to do a jitterbug number in a Broadway show, but an eye doctor has put drops in her eyes that afternoon, and she can't see where she's going. So both episodes involve singing and dancing, and that makes sense on stage, I think.
So I talked to the young lady who plays Lucy in this in our series in the Bromo, and I just wonder, is there any kind of framing device for this production? I guess the audience in the theater becomes the audience for the TV show. How does this set up?
Right. We are supposed to be the studio audience for filming these episodes, and there's a host who explains things and welcomes things. He welcomes us. He is played by a man named Mark Christopher Tracy, and he's very congenial, a corny, joke-cracking guy. And there are also commercials. They're performed by a group they call the Crystal Tone Singers, and they do Alka-Seltzer. Remember Speedy?
Oh, nice.
Alka-Seltzer, the tap-dancing Alka-Seltzer tablet, and Brill Cream, a little dabble do you, and Chevrolet, see the USA in your Chevrolet. There's even one very disturbing commercial for cold cream, and it's tested by putting some kind of radioactive material on a woman's face, and then they hold Geiger counters to show how well the cold cream takes this stuff off. I have to say, this was so disturbing, I looked it up when I got home, and it was a real ad campaign.
Oh, it's true. I remember reading about this.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
The product had a slightly different name, but wow.
Oh, scary stuff. Now, I remember last season, I guess it was, Center Stage had a show in which the actors were impersonating the Marx Brothers. So are the actors here doing impersonations of Lucy and Ricky and Fred and Ethel? And you know, how do they do? Do they live up to those challenges?
Well, yes, they really are doing impersonations of those characters. I have to say, it's a fully professional cast, and the performances are the best thing about the show. There's a Cuban-American actor named Yuremus Losado, who is excellent as Ricky Ricardo. He brings a real spark to Ricky's best love lines, which I bet you can guess. Honey, I'm home, and Lucy, you got some splaining to do. And he's also very suave. He's really terrific. Kevin Remington and Laurie Hamill play the Ricardo's neighbors, Fred and Ethel Mertz. And they have a very cozy camaraderie between them. You feel that this is a happily married couple, just the way you felt that when you watched Vivian Vance and William Frawley, although I understand offstage they actually didn't get along really well. I have to say, I have some reservations about Thea Brooks, who plays Lucy. She wears a red wig, of course, and she does that big googly-eyed thing that Lucy did, and she gets that tantrum kind of wah sound. She has that right, and she's not a bad physical comedian. and she has the right vocal inflections, but her voice has almost a southern lilt to it. And on opening night, she also sounded a little bit like she had a cold. I'm not sure anybody can outdo or even match Lucille Ball as Lucy. And Tom, for me, this raises a bigger question, and that is, do we really go to the theater to see actors impersonate TV characters? I mean, I Love Lucy live on stage is playing a 2-week run as part of the subscription series at the Hippodrome. I think at best this should be an add-on or maybe a weekend engagement. There are Tony Award-winning musicals and musical revivals in the Hippodrome season, and I Love Lucy on stage from its conception just isn't in the same league.
Yeah, so it sounds like you really didn't love I Love Lucy on stage, but you know, there are certainly lots of people who loved the TV program. So is this show something that you think might appeal to certain folks?
It might. I have to say that the theater was not full on opening night. And also, the show, the performance I went to, didn't get a standing ovation. And I can't remember the last time I went to a show at the Hippodrome that didn't get a standing ovation. There's no intermission between the episodes, although that would seem a logical place for a break. And I couldn't help wondering if they didn't do that because they were actually afraid people might not come back. This might be really cute and fun, maybe on a cruise ship or accompanying an exhibit. But as part of a series that supposedly brings Broadway to Baltimore, Tom, I have to say, explain that, Hippodrome.
All right, if you want to check it out, it's called I Love Lucy on Stage. It's at the Hippodrome through Sunday, the 26th of October. J. Ren Russick, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall. We've got complete information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Stay with us.
I love Lucy and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. 'Cause I love Lucy, yes, I love Lucy. I love